What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, good people? You're now tuned in to AFMP. This is Malik. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Appreciate all of my listeners. Thank you for tuning in. First of all, I would like to just give honor to our ancestors. May they continue to cover us always. So I hope everyone's having a decent day today. A grand rising. Great rising, I should say. Again, I'm on my way to pick up my son. So you'll hear, you know, that's the seatbelt. It's ready to roll. All right. First of all, I just want to say, give a shout out to my lovely wife, Chocolate Goddess. And a shout out to all of the melanated queens out there. All of melanated sisters, I want to shout you all out. And to the kings, much respect. To the young kings and the young queens, what's up? Much respect. I just want to get on here and just shoot the breeze, kind of just chop it up real quick. So we're expecting like this crazy, well, not even a crazy amount of snow, but a decent amount of snow. And usually when it snows, I have to plow. Now, no big deal, but as of late, you know, like I mentioned before, previous episodes, I am a husband and a father to two wonderful children, a 7-year-old and a soon to be 2-year-old. And basically I enjoy spending my time with them as much as I can. So being that the snow is coming up and we have a long weekend this weekend, it's kind of like not all that excited about the snow. I'd prefer to be hanging out with my family, spending time with them, doing things with them. But hey, gotta work. So which brings me up to this next topic that I want to briefly talk about is, you know, and this goes for the men out there and all you kings out there. Time management in regards to family, because family always comes first. And that's why, again, I chose Ebby for my business. So when you have the chance, make sure, this is my shameless plug again, make sure you go check out ebbyclothing.com. I'm also on Instagram. You can search for me at Ebby Clothing. That's EBI Clothing. All right. Shout out my wife, Coco Rain. Check her out on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well. Just not as heavy because I just put my business page up there for Ebby Clothing. But I do have some stuff up there, products you can look at and what have you. So there's my shameless plug. Let's get back into it. Time management. What does it look like for you brothers out there? For all you kings out there that are representing it. They have a... They're holding it down in the family, in the house, the household. They're holding it down at work. How do you do it? You know, like I said before, the general statement as a people, as melanated people, we don't generally talk to each other or share with each other our stories, our experiences. We don't generally share that. But I want to talk about, in particular, the men, the brothers, the kings, warriors out there. We don't share too much unless it's with our closest people. You know, men generally, I'm a generalized man, we don't go into detail a lot. It's really straight to the point. Boom, that's what it is. We don't elaborate unless you're the type of person that likes to do that. But for the most part, we're not gonna just sit down and break bread with you and be all extensive about what's going on, what happened. We just tell you, hey, do this, do that, get a job, make sure you take care of your family, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, so all right, that's cool and everything, but what does that mean? We don't get into the details unless we with our closest peoples, you know, our brothers, people we consider our brothers. We don't really go into detail until we're around them and we really start expressing ourselves about what's going on. So I want to kind of push the envelope a little bit, because for one, we don't know who's listening. We don't know who's going to end up sharing this episode. We don't know any of that. But the key thing is for us to build up a strong family and keep a family strong. You know, as the kings and the warriors of the household, you're the priest of the household, pretty much. You're the priest. You govern the household. You know, we don't take anything away from the queens that are in the household and from what they do for the household. We do not take anything away from that, but you still have to make sure your presence is known and felt and you play your role. You know, you do what you're supposed to do, right? So what are some key things? This one goes out to all the gentlemen. You know, a lot of times whenever there's a question that's geared towards the men, what's going on? Anytime we have a question that's geared towards the men, a lot of times you see the women chiming in. And for all, you know, I'm pretty sure they have very good intentions and the questions are, you know, thought-provoking that I see. And I'm speaking of, like, social media posts, questions, and all that. So that's basically what we have there. We have a lot of times when women will chime in and they will give great points. They will have great responses, and even some really good questions. But this is strictly for the brothers. We want you to answer these questions. We want you to give your input, give your insight, give us the 411. Alright. So pretty much the question is that it revolves around time management. How do you manage your time with your family and your work? Alright? So and or hobbies. We'll keep it right there. We'll just keep it right in that and that section right there, because we can go further than that. But what do you do? What are your tips? What are some things you find that's really helpful when you're trying to split time between the two or the three? You know, without losing your sanity, without creating friction in the household or at the workplace, you know, without changing who you are, what works for you? Now, I'm very hands-on with my family. Like I said, I'd rather be spending time with my children and my wife than plowing. Some guys are different. Some guys, I'm telling you, and these are some, especially from the ones that I work with, some of them like, man, I'd rather be plowing than be spending time with my family, you know, rather than being home, you know. So there are different variables that give you a different response or reaction to the situation. I actually enjoy my family. You know, I enjoy spending time with them. Not only do I love them, I enjoy the time spent. You know, these are things you can't get back. These are things you can't buy. These are priceless, you know, to spend time with your family. I know what it's like to grow up without my father around. It wasn't because he constantly worked all day and all night to put a roof over our heads. It's because he wasn't around. Right? He wasn't there. He wasn't present in my life. So I know what it's like to have someone there, though. My mom was very monumental and very important in the upbringing of my sister and I, because my mother was still involved in a lot of things, but she still made sure that she spent time at home. There was never a dull moment. We rarely were bored. You know, boredom didn't exist in our household. You know, even though it was just my mom and my sister, you know, she held it down. My mother held it down. She was very creative, so she thought of various ways of keeping us busy and keeping us engaged in the household, you know. So whether it be like making up games in the living room, we could just be out of the blue. But we didn't have everything, you know. We had this little black and white. I remember we started off with a little 13-inch black and white TV, you know. Then eventually we moved up a little bit to a color TV. Still wasn't a big one, you know, but it was color. But, you know, she made life fun in the household, and enjoyable, and just pure, you know what I'm saying? So, but she was able to do what she had to do on her end as far as taking care of business, working, and then making sure she spent quality time. You know, it was just her, so she made sure she took care of everything, and she held it down from A to Z. Well, what do you do as a man, though? As the provider, as the father, or maybe your father figure, you know, what is it that you do to make sure that time is split appropriately between the two, work and home? Sometimes I find there's a lot of guys that they spend a lot of time at work in order for home to be home. You know, they kind of have to work all these hours, crazy hours, miss out on a lot of things at home or with their children or with their spouse, because they have to work so much just to keep everything afloat, you know. And it could be for various reasons. I look at it too is, you know, the other thing I look at as well is the age of your children. If you're very young, fairly young like mine are, you're gonna wanna be home as much as possible, because I don't wanna miss a thing. That's just me, you know, personally. I wanna be home with them. And it doesn't necessarily mean we gotta be physically at home. It could be just wanna be with them. So, and for instance, for me, I just wanna be with them, you know. There's nothing that is greater than bonding and creating memories with them and with my wife. So there's that. If you have older children, it's quite different. I can see, you know, one spending more time at work, making sure everything is paid, making sure a roof stays over everyone's head, you know, whatever the case may be. I can understand that. You know, and if they're even older than that, you know, maybe they're in college or whatever, then I can understand not really being home as much, working. You got to make sure they, you know, that tuition gets paid, what have you, trade school, whatever it is that they're doing. So I can understand that. So what some of the things that I personally do is, for one, I used to be able to, I used to commit a lot of things to memory. When I say things, I mean events, other like birthday parties that the children get invited to, or different functions that might be going on, you know, that year. Or within the, you know, within the months of the year, different types of functions, events, and stuff like that. I used to commit a lot of that stuff to memory, but then I smartened up and I stopped because it became overwhelming. And you just imagine as an adult with adult responsibilities and being married and having children, you imagine how much is already floating through your head already, just automatically, not including the extra stuff that comes from outside of that family circle. So I stopped trying to commit everything to memory, and I just put stuff in my calendar on my phone. So the calendar stays with you. You can customize it whatever way you want it. You know, you can make it remind, you know, set it up with reminders however you want it to remind you, whether it be a week in advance, 10 days before, an hour before, 5 minutes before. You know, you can have it repeat as many times as you want if it's something that is continual, if you want it to repeat monthly, weekly, daily, yearly, forever. You know, so that's one of the tools I use, and I find that very functional for me because it reminds me a lot of what's going on, what do I need to plan for, and if I actually have the time to split anything, you know, between family and whatever the other thing may be. So now it gives me a visualization of what I need to plan for. Because one thing that's very big, I would say one thing that is very big for men and for my brothers is that we need to plan. We need to have a plan. Most men like to plan things. They like to have a plan. You know, what they're gonna do, how they're gonna attack the plan, you know, how long it's gonna take to get to reach their goal or whatever it is. We like to plan things out, believe it or not. So with knowing what is coming up, I know what I can do. All right? I know how, you know, I'm gonna spend my time. And that's a very important thing. And so it's not only will I know, my family knows, you know, so they know what's going on, what I'm into, what I'm doing, what my work schedule is like, other types of things. So as long as my wife knows what's happening, that kind of helps with the household maneuver in a direction where it needs to stay peaceful and where it can stay pretty healthy. So that way I can do what it is that's necessary at home and necessary outside of the home. So that's one of the things is by that calendar is like having a plan. It's like having a mapped out plan. And without a mapped out plan or a plan period, I don't see how anyone can do time management. You know, you don't keep track of what's coming up. And what needs to be done, to me that sounds like just chaos, and I can't do it, you know, I can't mess with chaotic things like that. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I just can't purposely set myself up for the chaos, like, I can't do that. Some things happen where it slips up, and you forget to put it in your calendar, so you don't remember. You know, and it's like, oh, I got to be at three different places at one time. And my wife said she wanted to make this a family night. And the kids are, my son's expecting me to be home. How am I going to do this? You know, it's happened to me before. You know, especially when, you know, my wife has something she has to do. And I have something I have to do. And it's like, well, the children aren't old enough to take care of themselves. So we have to devise a plan to make, there goes that word again, plan. We have to devise a plan to make it happen. A lot of times, you know, my wife will come through that last second clutch, finding a way to make things happen where we all could be straight and we go do what we have to do. So that ends up working out. Shout out to the queen. Thanks for making life easy. What's another thing? Another thing is communication. And I mentioned that before, but another thing is communication. I like to communicate with my wife. One of the reasons, I'm telling you, brothers, if you do not have an open line of communication with your spouse, you're missing out. You know, and I guarantee you, your relationship will flourish and can actually help pull you through even low times or hard times. All right, communication is always the key. You know, if you have anything, make sure you have an open line of communication with your spouse. All right, brothers. So that's the other part of it. Or if I know I have something coming up, I communicate that. You know, it's one thing to be like to feel like, well, I'm the man. Whatever I say goes. You don't have a say. You can't tell me how I'm gonna spend my time or when I'm gonna go hang out with the fellas. Or, you know, you're not gonna tell me when I, you know. And that kind of thinking doesn't really help the situation at all. It doesn't help a relationship. Not a healthy one. It really doesn't help. All right, because that's using it in the wrong way. All right, you wanna throw your chest around, you know. You don't have to prove to anybody that you, especially your spouse, that you're a man. I think she knows that you're a man. All right. If you feel like you have to constantly prove yourself and stick your chest out constantly, then something's wrong. Like, then you really probably, either something's wrong with your thinking or something's wrong on the other end. You know, you don't have to constantly walk around beating your chest or just sticking your chest out to prove to your wife that that's not the way you prove to her. You know, you prove to her in other ways. You know, nothing wrong with you want to walk around beating your chest. If you want to, then by all means do that. But if you're doing that to constantly prove yourself, you're wasting a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So communicate. You can do that by the way you communicate with her. Tell her what's happening. Tell her what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Keep an open dialogue with her, like open line of communication. Tell her exactly what's going on. Tell her why you doing it. Tell her this is what I'm doing. You know, this is what I got going on. What do you have going on? All right? If everything is cool, that, you know, projected date and time is clear and is open, there's no work, no problems, no issues, no friction, or nothing, so be it. But if there is if there becomes a dilemma where they double booked, what have you, then you gotta make sacrifices sometimes. Sometimes I gotta, all right, I'll put mine on the back burner. You do you. Do what you gotta do. You know, I tell my wife, go ahead, do you. Do what it is you have to do. And I'll make, you know, the adjustments necessary on my end. You know, as long as it's not going to hurt the family, and it's not going to hurt keeping the roof over your head, you know, as long as it's not going to do any of those things, you take all those things into account when you're making decisions, of course. You know, but keep that open line of communication. Don't just be like, nah. That day, you just, you know, as you're walking out the door, I'm going in with my boys, or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm about to go hang out at the bar or something. I'm about to go to the spot. You know, the last minute, you know, just as you're walking out the door. I mean, I don't know what y'all relationship is like, so I don't never, you know, I don't ever want to say like that's not cool. You know, if that's how y'all get down, that's how y'all get down. But keep just bottom line, just keep an open line of communication between each other and one another. You know what I'm saying? That's always pivotal. So at any time you ever have to do some time management, which is usually constantly for me, there's never a time where I have time off. I'm constantly having to manage my time with family, work, and with other things that I like to enjoy, other things I like to do. So it's planning. You got a plan. You know, have that calendar set up, the dates, and anything that you know is going to go on or go down, you put that in your calendar. And, you know, I even invite her on my, I use Google, the Google calendar. And I just simply invite her when I have something that I know is going on. I put it right in the calendar and I invite her. Why? Because she can see it. She can see what I'm doing. And if there are any issues with it, she'll hit me up. She'll be like, oh, don't forget, we got such and such that day. Or don't forget, I'm out of town that day. Oh, yeah, that's right. Let me change the plans. Easy, right? You want to streamline all this stuff. Like, you don't want to have to get into a bickering. Like, you don't want to bicker back and forth or get in an argument about stuff that doesn't need arguing, you know? Those are things that create issues within relationships that's not even necessary. It's like, why would you put yourself in a position where you constantly beefing over little things? Like, you don't put that type of energy into little things like that. That stuff should be handled. Like, you should just handle that. That should be manageable. It should be light enough where you can just take care of what you need to take care of in that regards and be done with it. Like, it shouldn't have to become a burden or a frustration or annoyance or aggravation. You know, the more that you keep her in the loop of stuff, the more peace you're gonna have in the household. You know, so I just advise everybody to, not everybody, I'm talking about all the brothers out there, you know. You don't got to, if you want to have your chest sticking out all the time, you know, that's good. I mean, I walk around like I'm a man all day, every day. So, I mean, she knows what I'm about, you know. So me being a man, it shouldn't be a question, you know. So with you handling your business, you should never feel insecure enough that you have to constantly prove yourself that you are. You want to constantly show her that you are, if that's what you want to do. But to have to prove yourself that you are, that's a different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like you feel she don't believe you. You know what I'm saying? She don't think you are. Whereas if you constantly show her, that means she knows that you're consistent. And she knows who you are and that you are the man in the household. You are a man, and that you handle yours. Whereas the other part of it would be, I'm not too sure if he knows how to handle his business. You know what I'm saying? There's very two different views, right? So just look at it, start looking at things differently. But I want some feedback from you brothers as I start wrapping up. I want feedback from you brothers. Let me know. Let me know what it is that you guys do. What are some tips, some things that you do to help manage your time between your family? All right. Thank you for tuning in. This is AFMP, always for my people. And this is the sounds of Malik. This is the sounds of Malik. You're listening to Malik of AFMP. All right. Take care. Send me some feedback. Make sure you go check out the websites. Check out my wife's website. Get your lady some nice earrings. Just because there's a custom made, handmade earrings. Also, make sure you check out my links, ebbyclothing.com. Thank you for listening to AFMP, always for my people. And like always, may our ancestors continue to cover us. Peace.